spoke about coming to ask Mechila. Truth, this is relevant any time of the year, but it's even more so a person wants to do tshuva before Yom Kippur. What about the person who is receiving the request? Somebody did something inappropriate to him, spoke negatively about him, hurt him in some way. Now, that person, the perpetrator, is coming and asking Mechila. So what is his response supposed to be? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person should not be an achzori, should not be cruel and refuse to give mechila. So I just want to clarify this then a little bit. There's a law in the Torah, this pasuk of the Torah. The Torah says lo sikaim es b'nei amecha v'lo sitar. You should not take revenge, and v'lo sitar, you should not bear a grudge. You should not maintain in your heart a feeling of negative towards this person who's done something bad to you. The Gemara in Yuma seems to indicate that's referring to specifically a person that damaged you in some way, in a financial way. So on that, there's a specific prohibition in the Torah. Do not maintain this negative attitude towards a person. You have to remove it from your heart. Let's say a person hurt you in a way which is, like, he spoke Lashon Hara about you, or he hurt you in some way which is called Tsar HaGuf, the emotional or physical pain. So the language of the Gemara seems to indicate over there the prohibition does not apply. Interestingly enough, the Rambam does not differentiate this point. The Rambam applies this or loisikim or loisitor in all situations, and the Chinuch follows the Rambam and does the same thing. They seem to understand that the Maskan of the Gemara is pulling back from that difference, and there's a din in the Torah of loisitor. So the Chinuch says, when somebody does something wrong to you, obviously we're not expecting you to be like a stone that doesn't bother you. We're human, kiyecham levava, you get upset, and we have a negative response back to the person. But however, after a period of time, a person has to understand, even after time passes, he has to learn how to move on with life. Understand whatever happened, the Russian had a reason why it happened. That individual did something wrong, that's between him and his creator. You receive something negative because that's what you're supposed to get from Shemayim. Accept it and move on with life. And vis-a-vis that person, you're supposed to remove any type of feeling, negative feelings that you have in your heart. So this is a prohibition in the Torah, according to the Rambam and according to the Chinuch, of maintaining a negative feeling, a grudge against somebody because he did something wrong to you. So obviously the person asked you for mechila, you have to give him mechila. The Gemara says the exception is by a Talmud Chacham. If you insulted a Talmud Chacham, you didn't just insult him, you insulted his Torah. So that's a whole different ball game. You're not just insulting him, you're insulting the Torah that he represents. So there, the Gemara says that he, if the person comes in, even there, if a person asks mechila, he should accept the mechila, he should accept the apology. So if somebody at least is coming and asking mechila already, he's asking for forgiveness, he's apologizing, a sincere, honest apology. So in that situation, it is appropriate that a person halachically could be his mechuyev to, because if it's sarah guf, it could be his mechuyev to, but for sure it's appropriate that a person should accept the apology and be moichel, which means a person has to really move on and say, you know what, whatever happens, I accept your apology, and our relationship is no longer damaged by that which happened before. Have a good morning.